With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. The Environmental Protection Agency announced an agreement today about the cleanup of the Columbia Falls aluminum plant. Corin Cates-Carney has more.
Under the terms of the agreement, the site's current owner, Columbia Falls Aluminum Company, will conduct a comprehensive investigation of soils, river sediments, and ground and surface water to determine the nature and extent of contamination at the site, located 2 miles northeast of Columbia Falls. The company will pay EPA to oversee the investigation. The result of the investigation will determine cleanup needs and identify potential cleanup options at the site. The EPA and Montana Governor Steve Bullock's administration have advocated for making the former aluminum smelter a Superfund site. The site's owner, a Swiss firm called Glencore, has resisted such a designation. The EPA's Mike Sirian says the agreement will help the agency determine how contaminated the site is and begin to address threats to human health and the environment at the site.
That's all going to start this spring when the weather breaks.
In the legally binding agreement with the EPA, the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company agreed to fund the project, even if they back out of the deal.
Got a $4 million irrevocable letter of credit that, in case CFAC is unable or unwilling to finish the work, that gives the EPA the authority to go in with a contractor.
An initial EPA estimate says groundwater and surface water at the site contains contaminants including cyanide, fluoride, and various metals. The contamination threatens a fishery containing federally protected bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout. The public meeting to discuss the investigation and next steps will be held in Columbia Falls, January 21st. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.